Mellow music all day and all night. Baltimore 104.
Americans have made a clean sweep of the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Three of them, including a woman, Dr. Rosalind Yalow of the Bronx, New York, will share the award. Congress has been brutal on President Carter's energy program, so this morning Mr. Carter will get in some licks of his own. He'll make another pitch for his energy policy, which seems to be going nowhere on Capitol Hill. Mutual will carry the presidential news conference live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Three American yachtmen say their vessel was fired on and rammed off the coast of Vietnam. There's been no word since. Two Colorado men are safe after their Europe-bound balloon went down early on this side of the Atlantic. One of the pilots, Dewey Reinhardt.
Well, I elected to land it. We were having problems that might not have been good for our health, so to speak. We were having some problems with floating ballast. We had communications problems, control center.
The government wants to crack down hard on PEP pills used by millions of Americans to reduce weight. The FDA says they don't work.
We've been able, through restricting the labeling and through education, to cut by about 80% the legitimate medical use of these drugs, but we still have statistics indicating that they continue to be abused.
A government official says nearly 100 workers were made sterile while working at plants that produce the pesticide ingredient DBCP. The Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco has claimed its 629th known suicide victim. This time he was a 15-year-old high school honor student. This is Progressive News for Mutual Radio. I'm Dick Rossay.
Kmart is your savings store, where your dollar buys you more.
Don't waste coffee. Come to Kmart and save on Mr. Coffee, the automatic coffee maker with unique coffee saver brewing. Make 4 to 10 cups, every cup delicious, and no coffee waste. For full-flavored coffee, no matter how many cups you brew, get Mr. Coffee, only $28 at Kmart.
Kmart is the saving place.
Hi, this is Jim Backus and Mr. Magoo to tell you about Lazy Boy, the chair people.
Hey, Jim, I want to tell them about the quality.
Folks, you can depend on Lazy Boy's built-in quality. What craftsmanship.
Hey, Jim, I want to tell them about the beauty.
Folks, the outstanding beauty of a Lazy Boy chair will complement any decor. There's a wide variety of styles to select from.
Hey, Jim Backus, I want to tell everyone about Lazy Boy's rugged He-Man construction and total comfort.
Sorry, Mr. Magoo, our time is up.
It's become anybody's World Series now that the Dodgers have evened up the October Classic, besting the Yankees 6-1. Yankee Lou Piniella spoke the obvious: to win, you need the runs.
It's very important that we start scoring a few runs here to give our pitchers a chance to pitch with a lead. And if we don't do it, I don't see us winning this thing, I'll be honest with you. We have to start scoring runs to win.
The Justice Department confirms that the brother of Panama strongman Omar Torrijos was indicted in New York 5 years ago on a drug smuggling charge. Defense Secretary Harold Brown is in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, to talk military sales with the communist government of President Joseph Tito. Belgrade also is the scene of human rights talks. Ralph Cunningham, a 77-year-old Denver watchmaker, is back at the job after thieves robbed him, knocked around, and kicked him in the face. Cunningham has been robbed 37 times in the past 23 years. British hypnotist Romark got a ticket for dangerous driving in the town of Ilford. It happened while Romark was demonstrating how to drive a car while blindfolded. His vehicle ran into the back of a police car. This is Mutual Progressive News.
A 16-year-old high school junior will be arraigned this morning, a half hour before the